DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
This is Gilly with the radio listings compiled by Angela. Hopefully, the suggestions for the week ahead will prove entertaining and interesting. To start, these are the programmes serialised from Monday to Friday. Book of the Week is Cash Cow by Aleph Scott. It's an examination of the fertility industry and the commodification of the female body. On Radio 4 at 11:45 a.m, repeated at 12:30 a.m. New Storytellers features winners of the Charles Parker Prize for Best Student Radio Feature. Catch it on Radio 4 at 1:45 p.m. Radio 3's Composer of the Week is Samuel Barber, Radio 3 at 4 p.m. Cain by Edson Burton and read by Lewis Shepherd is a coming-of-age story set in an alternative 21st century Bristol. Radio 4 at 10:45 p.m. Now, a selection of programmes from Saturday to Friday. Starting with Saturday, Test Match Special, England play New Zealand. Ball by ball commentary is on Radio 5 Live from 10:45 a.m. Radio 4's drama today is part 2 of The Master Builder by Henrik Ibsen. It's on at 3 p.m. More sport and Radio 5 Live's coverage of the tennis at Wimbledon is at 4:15 p.m. Opera on 3, The Marriage of Figaro, comes from the Royal Opera House. It's on Radio 3 at 6 p.m. And in How Boarding Schools Shaped Britain, Nikki Campbell explores the evolution of boarding schools as they balance their social history with the demands of the modern world, on Radio 4 at 7:15 p.m. Sounds of the 80s is presented by Gary Davis on Radio 2 at 6 p.m. Moving on to Sunday, and Radio 5 Live's coverage of Wimbledon starts at 2 p.m. And listen to some gentle music in Summer Evenings with Gareth Malone. It's on Classic FM at 6 p.m. Dear Gilbert, Dear Gordon is a fascinating selection of World War II letters written between two friends. Tune in to Radio 4 at 7:15 p.m. And on Radio 3, Words and Music features music, poetry and prose for these balmy summer nights. Find it on Radio 3 at 7:45 p.m. Starting the week on Monday, The Return of Sherlock Holmes sees more stories by Arthur Conan Doyle of The Great Detective. Radio 4 Extra at 11 a.m, repeated 5 p.m. Church Going with Giles Fraser explores the state of Christianity in England. It's on Radio 4 at 11 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Radio 3's In Concert features works by Elgar and Mahler. Radio 3 at 3:30 p.m. And in You're Dead to Me, the comedy podcast explores the cult of saints in Northern Europe. It's on Radio 4 at 3:30 p.m. Classic comedy in I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue, as always on Radio 4 at 6:30 p.m. On Radio 5 Live, the World Cup coverage continues at 7 p.m. Classic FM's Composer Carousel with Zeb Soans explores the music of Sibelius. It's at 9 p.m. Moving on to Tuesday, and the Radio 4 drama Our Friends in the North continues with Peter Flannery's adaptation of the highly acclaimed TV series on Radio 4 at 2:15 p.m. Coverage of the World Cup continues on Radio 5 Live at 7 p.m. Radio 3 In Concert features works by Rachmaninoff and Scriabin. at 7:30 p.m. And Peter White presents In Touch, the programme for visually impaired people, on Radio 4 at 8:40 p.m. Next to Wednesday, and drama, Young PC follows the story of Paula Young, a newly qualified police officer. It's on Radio 4 Extra at 11 a.m. Classical Live on Radio 3 highlights works by Grieg and Vaughan Williams. It's at 1 p.m. More drama with Keeping the Wolf Out, the third of three episodes on Radio 4 at 2:15 p.m. Relive the 1981 Ashes with Mike Brearley on Radio 4 Extra from 6:30 a.m. In Ivo Graham's Obsessions, comedian Ivo Graham explores the nation's weird and wonderful obsessions. Comedy on Radio 4 at 6:30 p.m. World Cup coverage continues on Radio 5 Live at 7 p.m. The Small Miracle by Paul Gallico, the story of a small boy, a donkey, and a journey to Rome, is on Radio 4 Extra at 9 p.m. Round off the evening with music in The Folk Show with Mark Radcliffe, Radio 2 at 9 p.m. On to Thursday, and in Sliced Bread, this week the podcast compares washing up cloths and sponges for hygiene. Radio 4 drama is Nothing is Normal. A Tehran taxi driver tries to ply his trade. Radio 4 at 2:15 p.m. Works by Barber, Copeland and Bernstein feature on Radio 3's In Concert at 7:30 p.m. More World Cup coverage is on Radio 5 Live from 8 p.m. And The Country Show rounds off the evening on Radio 2 at 9 p.m. And finally to Friday. Radio 3 features the Proms special day. From 6:30 a.m. leading to the opening night of the Proms at 7 p.m. Radio 3 has its countdown with a series of special programmes. In the Radio 4 drama Limelight, Central Intelligence, the second of 10 episodes, it is 1964, and the Cold War is at its height. 2:15 p.m. Radio 4. And the topical comedy impressions show Dead Ringers is at 6:30 p.m. on Radio 4. In John Simpson's Dictators, the reporter recalls dictators he has reported on over the decades. It's on Radio 4 at 9 p.m. And finally, I Always Take Long Walks is a drama starring Judy Dench. A woman whose husband is addicted to cricket shares her thoughts. It's on Radio 4 Extra at 9 p.m. Happy listening, stay cool, and enjoy the radio.
Now for the audio-described TV programmes for the week beginning Saturday 11th and ending Friday 17th of July 2026, written by John and read by Diane. The World Cup and Wimbledon do continue during this week, so there is some uncertainty to the exact schedules for BBC One, BBC Two and ITV One. On Saturday the 11th, Bargain Hunt is from County Antrim at 1:15 on BBC Two. Wimbledon coverage is on BBC One from 12:20 until 7 p.m. This isn't audio described, but the commentary should help you understand the state of play. The afternoon film on BBC Two is the Hitchcock thriller Vertigo, where an innocent man is drawn into the world of espionage. It's on BBC Two at 4:25. A widowed cleaner visits Paris after becoming obsessed with a designer dress. In Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, the early evening film on Channel 4 at 6:45. Dylan wakes up with a hangover on a hotel bathroom floor, and Faith's first post-maternity shift leads to a turning point. Casualty on BBC One at 8:10. If BBC One shows football, or at 8:50 if it doesn't. There's a classic episode of Dad's Army where the platoon are asked to guard a U-boat crew before they are transferred to a prisoner of war camp. BBC Two at 8:20 is where to catch this great episode. How about ending the day with a quiz? The 1% Club is on ITV1 at 10:45 p.m. Now on to Sunday the 12th. More key people are put under the spotlight on Sunday with Laura Koonsberg on BBC One at 9 a.m. Wimbledon continues from 1:05 until 8:15 p.m. and may cause later programmes to run late or change. Projects in Norfolk and Coventry feature in Homes Under the Hammer on BBC One at 11 o'clock. Bargain Hunt looks at items that connect fairgrounds and circuses. It's on BBC One at 11:30. The period romantic drama Pride and Prejudice is the afternoon film on BBC Two at 4:25. Or, if you prefer a musical, ITV is showing the Summer of Love and school film Grease with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. ITV One at 6:50 is the time and place to catch this classic film. Would you like to cool down in this still continuing heatwave? Channel 4 will go around Alaska as they take you cruising to the ends of the earth at 7 this evening. There's also a new series of The Piano on Channel 4 starting at 9 p.m. presented by Claudia Winkleman, Mika, and guest Judge Tiffany Poon. Set in Scotland, D.I. Kennedy is faced with her most unusual and horrific case yet. The new crime drama, The Dark, is on ITV1 at 9 tonight. There's a new mystery series starting on BBC One at 9:15. I, Jack Wright, follows a family after their father apparently commits suicide. Part 2 follows at 10:30. Now a look at programmes that are on at the same time each weekday. The following are on BBC One: Homes Under the Hammer at 11:15, Bargain Hunt at 12:15, Rick Stein's Australia at 2:30, Escape to the Country at 3 p.m. but 3:15 on Friday. Now on the other channels, Dickinson's Real Deal on ITV One at 2, Just One Thing, Suggesting a Small Change with Large Benefits, is on BBC Two at 6:30. Two episodes of Heartbeat on ITV Three, starting at 5:50 and 6:55 p.m. The soaps are EastEnders on BBC One at 7:30, but may change if football is shown. Emmerdale on ITV One at 8 all week. Coronation Street, ITV One, 8:30 all week. All soaps are subject to changes dependent on the World Cup football. Now back to the weekdays, starting with Monday the 13th. Kelvin shears his first sheep in Fletcher's family farm on ITV One at 7. It's Monday, so that's quiz night, with Mastermind on BBC Two at 7:30 and University Challenge also on BBC Two but at 8:30. A second body is found, leading to more questions in The Dark, which continues on ITV One at 9. Also at 9, Chris Packham embarks on a quest to explain how life on Earth has evolved over 4 million years, starting with the African elephant. Evolution is on BBC Two at 9. Part 3 of I, Jack Wright continues on BBC One at 9:15, and part 4 is on at 10:30. Bob and Paul accept an invitation to fish for bream at Burghley House in Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing on BBC Two at 10. How do first-time house buyers get on the property ladder? Uba Butler performs a range of stunts and tricks designed to help some of them get onto that elusive first ring. How to trick your way onto the property ladder is on Channel 4 at 10. Now on to Tuesday the 14th. If the BBC One doesn't show football, we follow Laura, who is flying her late husband's hot air balloon for the first time at a festival held in his name. Our Lives, Flying Without Wings, is on BBC One at 7. A new series of The Great British Sewing Bee starts at 8 on BBC One if there's no football on 1. It's the quarter final. The teams bake afternoon tea desserts and Circus of Horrors themed piñatas filled with edible delights. Bake Off, The Professionals on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. BBC 4 is remembering Penelope Keith, starting with The Dame reflecting on her role in To the Manor Born at 8. This is followed by an episode of The Comedy at 8.15 and then The Good Life at 8.45. And finally, Penelope stars in Hay Fever at 9.15. Unfortunately, this isn't audio described, unlike the previous programmes. Howard and Sarah plan to build a sleek, angled, metallic floating home to resemble a boat on a tidal estuary near Worthing. With a budget of £385,000, how will this project unfold? Grand Designs is on Channel 4 at 9. Now for Wednesday the 15th. If BBC One showed football last night and doesn't show it tonight, the evening will be Our Lives Flying Without Wings on BBC One at 7, The Great British Sewing Bee starting at 8, Kirsty and Phil in Scotland looking for houses around Stirling for Gwyneth and James and Glasgow for Phil, Lorraine and Emma. Location, location, location is on Channel 4 at 8 tonight. Paramedics come to the aid of a 65-year-old HGV driver who has suffered a cardiac arrest and a Hillingdon man who suffered severe burns. Ambulance Code Red is on Channel 5 at 8. The Adventurer travels from the Peloponnese Peninsula to the northern mountains of Greece, meeting rebel monks and conservationists who are caring for an injured bear cub. Greece with Simon Reeve is on BBC Two at 9, assuming BBC One doesn't show football. Antoine and Maureen put their getaway on hold when there's a murder at the local university. Murder in Provence, starring Roger Allam, is on ITV3 at 10. Now for Thursday the 16th. Fabergé or Faubergé is the subtitle to this opening episode of Fake or Fortune. Tonight, Fiona and Philip investigate a Fabergé flower which is believed to have belonged to royalty and is possibly worth a small fortune. Fake or Fortune on BBC One at 8. Will Peter and Julia still love their former post office after it's been renewed and renovated? Find out in George Clark's Remarkable Renovations on Channel 4 at 8. What did it take for Gustave Eiffel to build the French landmark which bears his name? Eiffel Tower, Building the Impossible, chronicles Eiffel's technical and architectural adventure to build the tower. This is on BBC 4 at 8 p.m. Toby Jones investigates his family discovering his three-time great-grandmother set up one of the first drama schools. What will his father's side reveal? Who Do You Think You Are is on BBC One at 9. How did digital forensics help uncover a fascination with blades that led to the murder of 15-year-old Harvey Wilgoose? Find out in Murder Case, The Digital Detectives on Channel 4 at 9. There's some nostalgia with a look at the genuine friendship between Stan and Oliver. Laurel and Hardy, Their Lives and Magic is on Sky Arts at 9. And finally, on to Friday the 17th of July. A new crime drama starting at 2 p.m. Hairdresser Lily Petal leaves the city to open a salon in a village, but finds herself solving mysteries. The Hairdresser Mysteries on BBC One at 2 p.m. This new series follows doctors offering treatments to high net worth clients like groom-to-be Luke, who invests £30,000 in a new smile ahead of his wedding. Surgery Secrets of the Super Rich is on Channel 4 at 8. The Celebrity Armchair Critics review this week's programmes in Gogglebox on Channel 4 at 9. American college student Amanda Knox travels to Italy to study abroad. Then in part 2 at 10 o'clock, the police try to break Amanda and Raphael. Follow how she gets on in this US true crime drama, The Twisted Tale of Amanda Knox, on ITV1 at 9. In a new comedy, Sue's husband has died and now her son is moving out, so he decides to buy her a robot care provider. Android is on BBC One at 9:30. Austin continues on BBC One at 10:40. Austin misreads dinner as a date, and at 11:05, Austin battles cultural branding. The late night film on BBC One is a coming of age comedy. After taking magic mushrooms, Elliot meets the 39-year-old old ass version of herself, who doles out advice about family, life and love. Teenage Elliot starts to reconsider what lies ahead. My Old Ass is the late film on BBC One at 11:35 tonight. We do hope you find something of interest in this week's suggestions.
TNF Soundings.